I don't know how it came about. It was somebody's idea.
It
probably
was mine.
Probably yours, yeah.
It was mine.
But, like, I want lurkers and, like, all kinds of motherfuckers that are out there to write, you know? Because I remember, like, the first time that I ever sent anything to Big Fatty was his number one fan thing. Because I've been listening for a long time at that point.
Ooh, I have something to tell Big Fatty.
Okay, well, hold on. We're talking about us. Let's have a minute first.
Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Ooh, I have something to tell Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 450 of the BFO for Monday, the 26th of October, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, it is the kickoff of Gay Christmas Week, so get ready for Big Fatty to touch himself inappropriately many times. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds dirty. It is. A good evening. I hope your Monday is going well. Listeners to the BFO, it is, as you all know, the week of Gay Christmas, so be ready, as the Fat One has many surprises for you all week long. Everyone, I hope your Monday is going well, and y'all, it is the week, it has finally arrived. It is Gay Christmas Week, y'all, and oh, Big Fatty, we know how excited you are, but were you too excited to go get the coupon? No, I was not too excited to go get the coupon, and we're just going to start off with the big coupon, y'all, because, y'all, it made me realize on Sunday when I was going through the circulars, as Ms. West likes to call them, that this would be the final set of circulars that did not have Christmas trees in it. And y'all, sure enough, I did not see, I mean, everything was aimed at, everything was aimed at the Halloween, and, or the Halloweeny, or the Halloweener, as they say down there in the San Diego. Happy Halloweener.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's a good one. Oh, in fact, Big Fatty, why don't you call that the name of today's show?
Well, maybe I will. Happy Halloweener. Happy Halloweener. Halloweener. I don't know how you spell Weener. Anyway. Oh, Big Fatty, you know all about Weeners. Well, y'all, I did have a gentleman caller on Sunday morning, and y'all, it was fucking fantastic. You talk about a trick that was a treat. Anyway, back to the coupon. Y'all, they had several things that Big Fatty needs to buy. You know, like the apple snack. You know, the apple snack, we have to take that every night when we take the cholesterol medicine, because, you know, it has the niacin in it. Not the apple snack, but the cholesterol medicine has the niacin in it. Y'all, it'll give you the hot flashes. And Big Fatty doesn't need hot flashes in the middle of the night. Anyway, so if you have a little apple snack, evidently the pectin in the apples gives you, it negates the hot flashes that are a side effect of the niacin.
Oh, Big Fatty, who knew we were going to get a story about that you were the WebMD also.
And, y'all, and they also had the good butter on sale. But, y'all, they were out of it. Because Big Fatty likes the salted, but all they had was the unsalted. And, y'all, I like the little half sticks that are wrapped up. You know, you get 8 of the half sticks instead of 4 quarter-pound sticks. You get 8 8 through a pair of 6 or something. I don't know. But y'all, they were just out of it. There had been a run on the butter. And I got a rain check, y'all, but I got a rain check. And anyway, so Big Fatty spent, how much did you spend? Oh, Big Fatty, spit it out. How much did you spend? Big Fatty spent $35.86 at the Publix, and y'all, the coupon totaled up to $16.73. So that's about average for Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, we think you did well today. And y'all, the penny coupon was for a four pack of recycled ass wiping paper. Oh, Big Fatty, you ought to know what that's called. You use so much of it. So anyway, so y'all, I thought that was pretty good. 4 rolls for a penny. That's a quarter of a penny per roll. So I think that's pretty good. Now, y'all, a couple of things that I want to bring you up to date on. We'll talk about the weekend in just a minute. But y'all, I'd like to announce that I have gotten my final documents back from my solicitor, and that is not a term for a gentleman caller, solicitor. It is my counselor, my attorney at law, and it is not Scotty, the little Aussie battler, because you know he is still in university working on that, and he doesn't know why. Y'all, he's sick of it. He's just sick of it. He could be a truck driver in the coal mine. And, but I've gotten the documents back, so now it is signed, sealed, and delivered. Miss Kitty can convene the death panels, so if you need Miss Kitty to convene the death panels and just put Big Fatty out of his misery, Miss Kitty now has the legal authority. I have the authority to put Big Fatty and everybody else out of their misery. Oh, Big Fatty! So, and I've got a copy of these documents for Miss Kitty in the back of the Ford Explosion, but I forgot to give it to him. Y'all, I received some very troubling news. That Kim Beaver, you know, her and her second cousin twice removed, who is the dentist over there in the Germany, they had gotten together and sent Big Fatty a little box full of birthday happies to include a 5-pound bag of the gummy bears. Y'all, I'm convinced that Michael in Stuttgart wants all my teeth to fall out. And, y'all, I sent a thank you note to him. And y'all, over the weekend, I checked the post office box and the note was returned for an insufficient address. And evidently, I have not been using a complete address. I've contacted both Kim Beaver and Michael in Stuttgart, and they have both given me the same information that I have not been using a complete address. However, they were very touched. They were touched, y'all. They were touched. Oh, but honey, we were touched at how kind it was for Big Fatty to send them a thank you note. Now, y'all, since it is Gay Christmas Week, Big Fatty has pulled out all the stops, y'all, and Big Fatty has some sponsors this week. And so we're about at the halfway point right now of today's show. So, y'all, we are going to take just a short commercial break here now. And I want to thank Trucker Alex. He helped arrange this sponsor for Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, we're going to take a little short break here for a word from our sponsor here on Gay Christmas Week on the BFO.
I'm an auto mechanic. That means I get my hands dirty and I grab my balls a lot. So after a long, hard week of ripping off customers, all that grubby grease can soak through the crotch of my work pants, making my sack soiled and slippery. And that's when I reach for new Scrotum Scrub. Scrotum Scrub is a unique combination of steel wool, turpentine, battery acid, and sandpaper. And just one application of Scrotum Scrub will remove those unsightly oil slicks, plus most of your pubic hair. Obviously, Scrotum Scrub keeps working long after you use it. And with Scrotum Scrub, you can buff those gonads up into a shine she can see herself in. Not only that, but it'll make your balls bigger. At least until the swelling goes down. So don't let a greasy groin leave you testy. Scrape away that scum and take a bite out of grime with new scrotum scrub. Scrotum scrub. It takes a man to use it.
Y'all, I think that is a fabulous sponsor for the BFO. And Trucker Alex, thank you so much for helping arrange to have Scrotum Scrub as a an official advertiser here on the BFO for Gay Christmas Week. And it, y'all, you just never know what's gonna pop up. Oh, Big Friday, that sounded dirty. Well, y'all, it did. Y'all, Big Fatty went by the P.O. box over the weekend, and there were three, not one, not two, but three things there in addition to the returned card that I had sent to Kim Beaver and her cousin. Y'all, I've received two cards and a package, and I'm going to open the cards first. The first one is from Pooh Bear out there in the Everett, Washington. Y'all, I've got a little story about Everett, Washington that I want to tell also, if I can remember. But I'm going to open the Gay Christmas card from the Pooh Bear right now. And let's just see what it says here. It is, y'all, by the way, it's a one of the Fun City cards. It's from the Fun City collection. And it says, Halloween is an extraordinary day. And there's a picture of a family, husband and wife on the front cover, and they've opened the door to the little childrens that have come to collect the candy, and then you open it up and it says, when else would you open your door to total strangers wearing masks and carrying things concealed in bags? Oh, y'all, you'll have to excuse me. I received a text message from Miss Porter, and and it says, Happy Halloween. Sorry, Fatty, I am sure not all of your gentlemen callers wear masks. Ooh! Have a great Gay Christmas, Pooh Bear. Well, Pooh Bear, thank you so much for remembering Big Fatty on Gay Christmas. That is just the sweetest thing. So, and y'all, I have received also another card. And y'all, this is a notice. Notice of Christmas stamps. I don't understand what that means. Oh, notice the Christmas stamp. Oh, yeah, it's Christmas stamps, y'all, on the front. Oh, I love it. And, y'all, it is from Connecticut. I wonder who this is from. Well, y'all, this is from the Bill collection from the American Greetings, and it says, is a witch standing at a counter, and it says, and there's a witch, got a big old wart on her nose, and she says, could you, and it says broom repair, it says, could you please sand down the handle a little bit, I've had a rash for a week. Oh, that's not good, a witch's rash, y'all, that is not good. And and it says, best wishes for a happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, Merry Gay Christmas, Ken and Vinny. Well, isn't that the sweetest thing? From Ken and Vinny up there in the Connecticut. And it says, sorry we haven't called, but we just wanted to tell you we enjoy your nattering every days. Every days. thanks again, your friends, podcast friends. You know, just, we're not really friends, we're just podcast friends. Your podcast friends from Connecticut, hugs and kisses, burps and farts, LOL. Y'all, that is so sweet. Ken and Vinny up there in the Connecticut, who took the time to put Christmas stamps on the Gay Christmas card. And then, y'all, oh, we have the package, which has finally arrived from Anthony, Ant, out there in the in the Californias, y'all, and I've pre-opened, but I've not looked inside, and y'all, it's full of packing peanuts. So I can tell you right now, it is going to get on Big Fatty's nerves, okay? Y'all, there's all kinds of stuff in here. Oh my gosh, y'all, he has gone crazy. He has bought me all this bacon stuff. We've got gummy bacon, we've got gummy beans. Oh shit, what is this? Oh shit. Y'all, the peanuts are going everywhere. Oh, Black Friday, you can just pick them up and eat them later. Y'all, there's something wrapped in paper and peanuts and all, too. Oh, let's just see. Bacon, beans, bacon, gummy bacon. Y'all, by the way, the gummy bacon is really pretty good. Oh, wait a minute, there's something else here. What is this? Oh, it's the bacon toothpicks like I got the other day. Oh, I wonder if that is what stimulated Anthony Ant to go ahead and get it in the mail to Big Fatty. Oh, two things of bacon toothpicks, y'all. Evidently, a lot of y'all think I need to pick my teeth. Big Fatty, you need to take care of your teeth better. And y'all, I have a dental. Oh, excuse me, I'm stepping down here. So, okay, well, thank you, Anthony Ant. But now, y'all, I'm gonna open it's a bag, and it's wrapped in paper, and I can't wait to see what it's going to be. And, oh, it is the sports page, because I'm sure Anthony doesn't read the... Oh! Yeah! Oh, my God, y'all, it is kind of a ceramic... Let me sit back down. It is a ceramic jar with a cork in the top of it, and it's kind of blue and sandstone, and oh, did you hear that? Can you hear that? Did you hear that? Okay, and y'all, on the outside of the jar, it says pig farts. So evidently, I am supposed to save up the pig farts and mail them back to Anthony out there in the... In the San Francisco, Anthony, thank you so much. It is, y'all, it is truly gay Christmas, because Big Fatty has got some gummy bacon, and then I can get all that shit out of my teeth with my bacon toothpicks, and then I can fart it up and put it in a jar and mail it back to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. So, anyway, oh, Lord. Miss Porter is driving me crazy now, y'all. He's sending me the text messages, and I just can't deal with it right now. Just can't deal with it right now. Y'all, it is gay Christmas week, and I am touching myself inappropriately. Y'all, I also had something else. Oh, let me get this off the floor. Had something else at the post office box. Let's see what it is. It seems to be in a plain plastic wrapper, y'all. Could it be porn? I don't know. Let's just see what it is. It says Louis Vuitton. Oh. And y'all, it is the latest edition of the Out magazine, and it is Tom Ford shoots Nicholas Holt about that boy. I don't know what that means. But y'all, it's a cute boy on the front of it here. And it's some sort of travel special, Tokyo. Y'all, speaking of Tokyo, that Yoshi, he has been on the Twitter. By the way, y'all, I have received a verbal spanking from several people, and I won't mention their names, Daniel. And someone who's in the haunted redwoods. Oh no! And y'all, they just giving Big Fatty a hard time because Big Fatty read the twitties. Y'all, I read the twitties because, you know, most of the people that listen to the BFO do not follow Big Fatty on the Twitty. And that's fine. You don't have to. But There you have it. Y'all, since I've been recording this, I have now received an e-letter from Logan out there in the San Franciscos, which is where Ant is. And y'all, he has been to the, what is it called? Exotic Erotic 2009. And y'all, he always sends the good pictures. So Big Fatty is now going to sit. Y'all, it's gotta be gay Christmas. And whenever it's gay Christmas and there are naked pictures, the next thing Big Fatty normally hears is...
We have something to tell Big Fatty.
Oh, that sounds like bad news. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.